Well, Coach, how would you grade day number one of workout?
You know, I'm really pleased. I thought our kids battled tough. You know, the first time, Kevin, all summer that we had to deal with the heat. And obviously, you know, it's one of those things that you got to adapt to. It's one of the reasons why that Misha has us only wear a helmet for a couple of days. And, you know, and I told our kids out there, I said, you know, hey, guys, we're not in shape yet. But you know what? You guys are tough because you're here. And not everybody can do it. And, you know, that's something that they can go home and feel good about, that, you know, they're able to grind through some toughness. You know, really pleased with our whole summer and our football team. You know, obviously when you're in a helmet only, after you go through what we go through in the summer, you feel like, you know, you've hit, you know, rewind, so to speak, you know, a little bit. But it's good to work on some basic fundamentals. Those are extremely important all the time. We can work on those whether we're in a helmet or in full gear. So thought we accomplished that, and really pumped about our team.
How much difference is it between being in good condition and being in good football shape?
I think, Kevin, there is a difference. You're right. And I think that, you know, when you, let's say, go out and run a sprint, there's some difficulty to that. But when you have full equipment on and you are exerting all of your effort and energy against another human body, it's just a whole nother level of conditioning. You know, just like basketball and football are different conditioning. And oftentimes our football guys can get all the way to the end of the season and we feel like they're in good shape, good football shape, but yet the basketball coach gets them and they're not in basketball shape yet. So definitely you got to get them sports specific conditioned, and it doesn't happen overnight, and you got to be progressive. You want to take care of them and get them where they want to be so they can play hard and win. I mean, obviously, you don't want a reason you get beat is that you can't function physically or mentally because of conditioning. So we'll get there. This is no different than any other first day, other than maybe the fact that we've been really spoiled this summer, Kevin, with really cool temps, and we go in the morning until today. Now, I told our kids out there, some might say, well, Coach, why in the world don't we go in the morning right now? Well, we got to get ready for this because we're going to play in it. And in 12 days, we're going to play in it. So we better get ready.
I know you want to get better day by day. That's everybody's golden objective. What's your overall goals for the first week here?
Well, continue to identify our depth chart. And not just maybe with first string, but second and Monday night. And then make sure that we've got everything installed so that we can begin to get a lot of reps at all of it. And like defensively, as an example, you know, we see so many different things. It's really important that you install everything, though, at the beginning so that you can work at it a little bit each week, because if you expect execution in 1 week, it won't happen typically. So we got to get everything installed. A lot already is in from our summer, but we got a little bit more, and we got some review that we need to do. So that's really heavy on the first week, those two things, depth chart and getting everything installed. And then it's just a constant battle of sharpening it and polishing it up and continuing to evaluate the depth chart. I mean, you know, and you know this, following us for a lot of years and all the years I've been here, things change on the depth chart as we go. Sometimes kids rise up, some kids' stock goes down, and it's always their choice, and it's our job to continue to evaluate where they're at.
Trying to take care of a lot of Yellow Jacket stuff early. How much game planning have you done for Hillcrest?
A lot, and honestly a lot for a lot of our opponents. I mean, we spend almost an entire summer and winter analyzing what we did, what we did good, what we did bad, and then stealing. You know, we contact a lot of people in those down times. You know, hey, we didn't do this very good. What would you do? And then try to melt it in and marry it. And then, of course, that's in the install. So there's a lot of game planning. I mean, we study our week one opponent a lot, although we need to do studying of all of our opponents, at least in this preseason. Now, Now that we're in, you know, first day of practice mode, we will more centralize into that week one opponent. But before today, we were preparing for a lot of opponents so that we could get all this stuff installed and prepared and start to get it where we're good at it.
Overall numbers, 9 through 12, satisfactory?
No. I think our numbers are down a little bit. I think that it's a thing in everything right now, honestly. And I'm not going to make a lot of excuses to you, Kevin. But we're down probably about 12 to 15 kids. You're probably going to get the same thing out of most people you talk to right now post-COVID. But again, I'm not going to make excuses. Now, I will tell you this. We've got all of the ones that need to be here and want to be here. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no buddy that everyone expects to be on this team that's not. But there's some guys that, you know, were maybe diamonds in the rough, or maybe guys that needed developed that aren't out. And we're going to be working hard on figuring out the why. And maybe even, you know, Monday night guys, add a few of them later on. Now, I think our freshmen, we had 27 here today, and that's not bad. We might add a few more of them, but overall, definitely, I expect our numbers to be a little bit more, but it is what it is, right? I mean, you know, we just got to continue to do what we do and continue to build relationships. And I know certainly COVID didn't make that easy last year, but I want to make it very clear here in this interview that I'm not going to make excuses, you know. Now, with all that said, I sound a bit negative. Our numbers are still fine. You know, we got good depth. We're going to have three teams. I mean, we're not in the red zone on it, but I expect elite numbers. And our numbers are not in the elite zone right now.